Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
Yeah, is this Muscle Lean?
We're a third-party call center. Give me one second.
Pardon me? Pardon me?
Can I get your zip code, please?
92260.
92260. And can I get your first and last name, please?
Donald Tussaud.
All right, yes, sir. I do see you right here, but just for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
I want to know what the charge was first before I give you any more information, because the banks put a stop on a $98 charge.
Yes, sir. In order for me to be able to give you any information for security purposes, you would have to verify that shipping address.
107 Willow Lake Drive, Palm Desert.
All right, yes, sir. So it shows here on April 7th, you had did our facial moisturizer with our eye serum. How is that product working for you?
They sent that. I don't want that stuff.
Okay, yes, sir. I understand. So what it was, we let you try the product out for 14 days, but because you never gave us a call within those 14 days to cancel to let us know you didn't want that, we did bill you the full amount for the product you already had.
I called. Wait a minute. Excuse me, ma'am. I called back and when I got it, and I asked why I received that, and they said I didn't want it in the first place. I never asked for it.
Okay, give me one.
And I contact my lawyer about it, and he says they do that all the time.
Let me see. So I'm trying to see, do a show where you called, but it doesn't. So give me one second.
Well, that's your problem. I called.
Okay.
That's a hell of a way to do business. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still trying to search and see. You never gave us a call.
I gave you a call. I'm not, you know, I'm not a liar, ma'am. I don't want the product in the first place.
So would you like 35% off on All Future?
I want the charge canceled because they refused it in the bank, and the bank even stopped payment on it, and I've never had anything stopped before other than this. I didn't approve of that purchase.
Yes, sir, I understand. Let me see.
I'm not, you know, you're not the one responsible. I'm not trying to be rude to you, but there's no way I'm going to pay for that. And they've already stopped payment on, but I want to make sure you credit me for that.
Yes, sir, I do understand. Give me one second. Okay, so yeah, it don't give me, I mean, because there's no credit to give because it wasn't, let me make sure, it declined, so it never went through. The only thing I can do is I can do 50% off on All Future.
For what?
For future orders, I can do 50% off.
Ma'am, I don't, like, I'm trying to be polite. I don't want anything that you've produced.
Yes, sir.
I'm 84
just,
years old.
Yes,
what do
sir,
I want
I
that stuff for?
I just stated that it was, the charges never went through. And the only thing I can do at this time is do future orders, which would be 75% off on future, but your account can be canceled.
Oh, okay. That's I understand now.
Yes,
if you
sir.
Just cancel my account, I would appreciate that.
Okay, yes, sir. Would you like that cancellation code?
Just a moment here.
Okay.
Again, it's not your fault. I don't mean to be rude, but I was upset because I don't have the funds.
Oh, I understand, sir. There's no problem.
Okay, I'm going to get the authorization code.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so it's going to be C as in Charlie, 24.
24.
717.
717. And that's the cancellation code?
Yes, sir.
Okay, appreciate your kindness.
No problem at all, and thank you so much for calling customer service, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.